Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's Stones bringing back. Welcome back to 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Have a great visit with our good friend Josh Costell. Josh is the author of The Science of Sales Success. His business is Applying Knowledge Systems at MeasureMax.com. That's the website. Josh, your Tozer Energy Systems is another endeavor of yours, isn't it?
Yes, that's a company I work for, and it's just a terrific company, just great. And as a matter of fact, it just won, was named one of the best places to work in Philadelphia. How's that for an honor?
All right. Congratulations. T-O-Z-O-U-R.
Right.
In Energy Systems. And we're talking about things that we can learn when doing business, when selling in our small businesses, things we can learn, lessons we can learn from the political candidates, the way they approach voters and prospective voters. What's the last example, Josh?
Well, Jim, as we all know, when we learned even as a rookie salesperson, as much as effective as you think it may be short term, I think in the long term it hurts you, and that is avoid the negative sell. You know, especially mm-hmm. about an existing competitor in either because eventually it's not what they don't do, but it's going to be what you have to offer and do, right?
And this is where your advice to us now is the opposite of what politicians do, isn't it?
It is.
Because in politics, negative works, doesn't it? That doesn't make any sense, does it?
Well, I think negative works because people don't realize that you have to live with the product you buy every day in politics. You know? So in business, they recognize that whatever you buy, you're going to be using probably every day. So eventually it's about, you know, not what someone doesn't do, but what you can do. And I read different things, Jim, about the negative sell. That does it work, and is it long term? Does it give a bump, and then does it come back? And I'm not sure. You know, I just sometimes wonder why it does work.
In the marketplace, the negative sell is a loser. Now you can help customers reach a negative conclusion about, and if you're good at it, as I am, and I know you are, Josh, if you're good at it, you can frame the conversation. You can ask the questions, especially if you're prepared. You can ask the questions that cause the customer to get to that conclusion that the other company is not good or negative, or some element of it's negative, it's not what they need or whatever. Even if the company's not bad, it's a good company, but the thing that they're offering is not what this customer needs, you can't say this is not what you need. You got to ask questions about, you know, well, tell me again, what is it you're going to be doing with this? And tell me again, how would that product help you? You got to let them reach the conclusion, don't you?
Right, exactly. You know, one of the things I think Mark Twain said it best when you talk about avoiding the negative is, I believe the quote was, "While everyone's entitled to their own opinions, not everyone's entitled to their own facts."
Their own facts, yeah.
Yeah, and that's where you have to come in. You know, Jim, you and I have talked about this so many times, and as well as you on the show is separately, is that, you know, you have to have, you know, documented success when you want to point to something that you don't want to be disproved.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the facts. Here are the facts. Talk to these people. Did we help them save X percent? Did we give Y percent faster delivery? Did we cut down their downtime of, from 20 days down to 10. Those sort of things. Did we help reduce their waste by $10,000 a year? Whatever it is, once you get to that solid, measurable number, it's hard, and someone's willing to use it because, references, you don't want a reference to look like you took them out to dinner is the reason why they're a reference, but they actually have, a measurable case for why they use you.
Mm-hmm. Josh, I gotta wrap it up. Thank you. You've done a great job today to help us put all this in perspective and lessons we can learn. So maybe we're getting something useful out of all this campaigning then, right, Josh?
We'll find out in November.
Thanks for being here. Josh Costell, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blessingame. Stay with me. I'll be back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blessingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.